your overriding feeling after waiting so long to play the game?
You know, obviously, yeah, excited that we were able to put four quarters together and get the win. You know, I think we got off to another fast start, which we've been doing the last few weeks, but they were able to come out in the second half and finish the game. Had a big run by Andre, you know, it's a 50-yard run to get the touchdown and extend the lead. Defense played great. You know, I gave him an easy touchdown on a bad play by me, but, you know, I thought we had a good rhythm to start the game and came out firing, and defense was playing great and good to just to figure out a way to get the win.
Even in a season that things haven't gone right, there's still a pretty big value in just getting that winning feeling that you guys just had again.
Yeah, I mean, I think just keep working, and I think guys are playing hard. Guys have been playing hard all season, and you know, we've gone through a tough time, but you know, the commitment hasn't been lost. Guys are preparing hard each and every week, or you know, practices are good. We're playing hard on game day, and it's just you know, we finally just got to figure out a way to put it all together and to make, you know, make the crucial plays and don't make the mistakes, and you know, sometimes you just got to figure out a way to win, and that's the most important thing.
Are you okay physically? It looked like you were getting checked out.
All good.
What'd you think of Beckham's passing form?
It was a pretty good throw, you know. It was pretty good. You know, he threw it about 65 yards, you know, pretty effortlessly. And, you know, it was close on the hit. So, we, you know, hit a couple of reverses, tried to get him with the pass. They played it pretty well. But, you know, he makes it look pretty easy.
Is that part of just trying to be more creative all the time and just finding ways to keep him involved?
Well, yeah, you know, we just, you know, we run several different reverses with them, just try to, you know, see if we can get the corners to suck up, you know, trying to, you know, make the tackle and hit the pass behind it. Just, you know, just slow down the defense, keep them guessing a little bit. So it's one of those, you hope to hit it. If you don't hit it, it's just an incompletion, then, you know, it's still, you know, good to slow down that pursuit of the defensive line and kind of, you know, just keep the defense on their toes a little bit.
Were they checked? Brugoki should have went to the second read on the plays. Is that something that you went over with him or something? How does he?
You only had two receivers. He only had two receivers on the route, so there's really, you know, there's really only two reads. It's one of those. It's easy in practice. It's easy when, on a walkthrough to go through the both reads when you got a defensive lineman running at you, about to hit you. You know, sometimes you kind of get locked in on one guy and try to make the throw. So I know you know, like it, all receivers want to go deep all the time. He wanted to throw it deep, so no surprise there.
Eli, Andre's touchdown run, the long one. Did you check into that? I thought
no. That was the play that was called and you know, we kind of been in that formation a few times and they come back and run inside, so we went with the. Went with the toss, and everybody blocked it great, and get a big play.
You guys thought you think he was gonna when he bobbled it.
I was a little worried when he bobbled it, so I didn't know how it was gonna turn out, but turned out very well.
You guys have had some struggles coming out of halftime this year. How big was that play?
Yeah, that was a huge play, and we wanted to kind of save something for the second half. To you know, we came out running the ball, and you know. Got to that circumstance, third and one right there. Ran the first two plays and got the not only a big conversion but the big play and get the touchdown. You know, extend that lead and it's just, you know, it's good for the whole morale of the team at that point when we have struggled in the second half. You know, defense goes out there, gets a stop, and then we go score a touchdown, extend the lead. You know, it's a good feeling.
Were they checking something specific on you, because you're rarely in the trainer's room that long after a game?
No, just kind of wear and tear of NFL. No, just getting iced down on some things and nothing serious.
How much different is last time you won Bodeau's first game? How much different do you see him as a player now? You know.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's got a good, you know, good understanding of the offense. You know, I think at that point, first game, we kind of wanted to leave him in one spot, not move him around too much, not put. Too many different concepts kind of on his plate. And just kind of keep it simple. Hey, you're going to be here and run this route. You know, here and be here. You know where you are now. You know, move him around a lot. Get him in the slot some. Get him outside. You know, kind of run the same play maybe, just moving him in different spots so defense don't have to get an edge on what he's doing if they're going to try to take him away or double him in some way. So I think, you know, just better understanding of everything that's in the game plan and understanding more concepts, not just plays.
Couple more questions.
How fun is it to have a weapon like Odell?
It's fun. It's fun. You know, makes it interesting. Just get the ball in his hands. So he had a couple short throws today that he almost, you kind of feel he's gonna break that first tackle most of the time. Threw him a little, sprint out to the right, where he almost, could have scored. Steps back, guy swiped his leg and got the tackle. But you want to find ways just to get him in open space, get the ball in his hands, because you feel at any point he can break a big one.